Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo here of Epiphany Communications and Coaching. It's always a pleasure to be with you. We like to focus on guests to connect, communicate, and collaborate with your community. And we have a guest here this morning who focuses on just that. Well, Kristen joined the United Community Family Services Chaldean American Ladies of Charity as the new president and CEO of June of 2021. She's responsible for the oversight and strategic direction of the organization and services to more than 10,000 people annually in Metro Detroit. She's dedicated her career to the care of others. She's vastly experienced in nonprofit executive work. She brings a lifelong passion and commitment to those less fortunate in the community. And prior to joining UCFS Calc, Kristen was the Director of Development of Grace Centers of Hope in Pontiac, where she advanced through several positions, including Director of Financial and Business Operations of Grace Centers of Hope. She's a powerful force in the workplace, and she has a wonderful attitude, and I know this firsthand because I have worked with her. Kristen, thank you so much for joining us here on Epiphany.
Well, thank you so much, Vanessa, for having me. I'm so grateful to be here.
Always a pleasure to talk with you. So I first want to talk to you about, there's so much going on with United Community Family Services in Calc, so we'll have a lot to get to. But I first wanted to talk to you about the United Way for Southeast Michigan Funds, a United Community Family Services Chaldean American Ladies of Charity program for immigrant women in the workforce. So tell us about this grant.
Oh, absolutely. We were so blessed to receive a grant from the United Way of Southeastern Michigan, and it's a racial equality grant. And the way that we are utilizing those funds is through a program called Women in Enterprise and Employment Empowerment Program. What we have learned from our clients is that coming to America is very difficult for some of them to adjust and assimilate and integrate into our society. And so we want to make that easier for them. And the transition seems to be a little bit more difficult for women than men. And so through this program, we are doing individual workshops. And I know you know all about one of them, Vanessa. So they are ranging from choosing a career, putting your goals and actions into place, social connections and networks. We help them build a resume and how to do searching for careers and jobs online. We offer them keys to and tips for successful job interviews, financial empowerment, dress for success. And we don't just talk about dressing for success. We have our own area here in our share house that has business clothing for women to come in. They can select outfits to wear on their job interviews.
That's
we
awesome.
We also talk about, yes.
That's, yeah,
we
I love
also
that.
Talk about home management, because I'm sure as many of the women who are listening today know, it's not just managing your job, you're also managing your household as well. So we talk about home management. And in that, we talk about easy to follow lessons designed to give you tools and resources you need to be able to make realistic and a workable routine that fits your family. Then we also talk about wellness and managing stress. And finally, we talk about business development, because many women have wonderful ideas about starting their own businesses, but they don't know how to go about it. So we offer a workshop on that. And then the final piece of this is mentorship. We really want to align women to work with other women in a field that they are interested in, so they can get a feel of what it would be like to work in that field for their career.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I had the pleasure of facilitating the first workshop, defining goals, choosing a career, setting a career plan, putting your plan into action, ways to expand your network, how to engage with others using social media to build connections. And it's wonderful because I really like to tie that into natural talents. And as a Gallup Strengths coach, I was able to help the women identify what their natural talents might be and how that aligns with their career. And using, you know, such as LinkedIn and other platforms to help engage people. So as a facilitator, that was a lot of fun. And I think mentorship is so important. And I was going to wait to get into this, but you mentioned it. So WBI, which is the Women's Business Institute, and it's the it's an arm of UC Family Services in Calc. And the WBI, it has a is working on a mentorship program to mentor women who want to be mentors and women who need mentors, you know. And Kristen, you know, you and I in the professional career, how important it is to have mentors.
Absolutely. I definitely would not be sitting in the chair that I am in today were it not for some wonderful women who came alongside of me throughout the years and really guided and mentored me through the process. And I am so grateful to each and every one of them. And so to be able to offer that to our clients is, again, such a blessing that I think every single one of us needs if we haven't had in our lives.
And, you know, and this grant is just another example of how UC Family Services and Calc collaborate with other organizations in the community, such as the United Way. Can you speak to that as well, Kristen, and the importance of what we talk about here on the show all the time, connecting, communicating, and collaborating with the community?
Oh, absolutely. United Community Family Services would not be able to do what we are able to do without partners and collaborators in our community. We have a wide range of programming. We offer wraparound services, and without partners like the United Way, it just simply would not be possible for us to offer everything that we do. Mm-hmm. In addition to this program, we offer everything from food. We have a food pantry that operates twice a month. As I mentioned, for Dress for Success, we have a share house, and that's truly what it is. It is items that the community has donated, and we are sharing that with those who need. So clients make an appointment with their case manager, and they can come in and pick out clothing and furniture and household items and small appliances. And we really want to make sure that everything that we do for our clients is done with dignity and to give them hope for a brighter future.
UC Family Services, Chaldean American Ladies of Charity, has a long-running history. In fact, the Chaldean American Ladies of Charity was the first Chaldean-formed nonprofit in the United States, founded in 1961 when 20 women sought to support families and individuals in need. And it was overseen and encouraged by Bishop George Garmo, who really encouraged the women to form as an official 501c3, who happens to be my husband's uncle. So it has a very deep church history as well. And, you know, Chaldeans are Catholic. And so there's a deep connection and collaboration with the church as well, Kristen, correct? I mean, you still collaborate with the church community.
Oh, absolutely. If you come to tour our warehouse, which I would encourage all your listeners to do, to give me a call. I would love to give a tour. It's one of my favorite things to do, actually. And you will notice all the household items that we have, and those primarily come from the Chaldean Catholic churches in the area. During the holiday season, they do giving trees and such. And so certainly we would not be where we are without the church support.
I love that idea that you give tours, and, you know, because Calc has such a rich history, too, Kristen, throughout the years in the marketing materials, you have these amazing pictures from over the years, from the 60s, 70s, mm-hmm. 80s, 90s. And I remember one of my favorite events that I got involved in with Calc years ago was a tribute to the men and women from the Chaldean community who served in the armed forces. And I didn't realize how many Chaldean men and women served in the armed forces. Just another example of how Calc and UC Family Services has collaborated with other organizations, and they did this with the U.S. military, which is wonderful. Another thing that you recently did, Kristen, is you recently had a picnic for refugees to celebrate Refugee Day. So tell us about that.
Yes, we had a picnic for World Refugee Day. It was a family picnic. We had hot dogs and hamburgers and chips and soda and water. We had music and we had game stations for all the kids, cornhole and, I can't think of what.
All kinds of stuff.
Parachute. Yes.
And then you had parachute. I saw that. Yes. That was so cool. And then you had dancing, you know, Middle Eastern traditional dancing. That was fun.
Oh, absolutely. And some of our senior refugee clients played cards, which is always great to get them included and get them socially engaged. With COVID, a lot of them were shut in at home and they don't have a great system of support. And so we are really trying to engage them socially as well. So it was great to see all of our clients from all ages come out and celebrate them coming to America and really celebrating their diversity. And we want to make sure that they know that we are here for them as well as anyone else in the community who needs us.
That's awesome. So, Kristen, you mentioned reaching out to you for a tour. I want you to give out the information for people who maybe want to take a tour, want to volunteer, maybe support CALC in some way. You have a fundraiser coming up. So I want you to give out some information of how people can connect with you in different ways.
Absolutely. You can email us at info@ucfamilieservices.org. You can go to our website. Again, it's www.ucfamilieservices.org. Or you can call me, 248-251-1160. That's my direct line. I would love to talk to any of your listeners. And, again, I love giving tours. I think it's just so much more impactful to see the good works that go on here on a daily basis than just talking about them.
We're talking with the president and CEO of United Community Family Services, the Chaldean American Ladies of Charity. Kristen Almeida is with us. And, Kristen, you have a fundraiser coming up. Tell us about this fundraiser and how people can either sponsor or buy a ticket or get involved.
Sure. All the information is on our website. Again, that's ucfamilieservices.org. But on August 18th, it's a Thursday night, we will be hosting our Timeless Hope Gala, and this year's theme is called CALC Night Live. We will have live entertainment. They will be musical entertainment, and it's held at Shenandoah Country Club. This is our largest event of the year, and so it's imperative that we have community partners come alongside us to sponsor and attend these events. So you can find out more information about the event on our website.
So, Kristen, what do you like the most about being involved in nonprofits? This has been pretty much a passion of yours in your entire career, is doing nonprofit work. What led you into this work?
I have had a really blessed life, and I recognized that after actually my first husband passed away from cancer. Uh-huh. And I learned at that time that there weren't a lot of opportunities for folks who didn't have maybe what I had growing up, and I really felt led to become involved in a nonprofit and share my knowledge with them. My degree is in accounting, so I wasn't sure how to go about that, but certainly I learned very quickly, and I love seeing people day to day. Every day I see clients come in to UC Family Services who need help, whether it's assistance with their citizenship or a translating issue, or they need food or they need clothing. I love seeing them because I love that we are able to help them. And again, Vanessa, we would not be able to do this without amazing community partners and individuals who have come alongside us every single day. Some days, I'm sure everyone feels this way. You think, oh, how will we do it? But as soon as that need is there, that need is met. And that is one of the most encouraging things that I think people in America need to realize, that everyone really does rally when there is a need in our community.
You know, and Kristen, to that point, for people listening who may want to collaborate with you, what are some of your needs today in terms of, you know, what does the next year or 5-year plan look like for you in terms of work, growing the nonprofit, or collaborating with groups that you haven't collaborated with? I mean, what is kind of on your, you know, dream list of things that you want for the organization?
My dream list for the organization is really to increase our youth programming substantially. We currently have a Project Achievement after school tutoring program, and with COVID, the children really fell far behind. And so this year we restarted it in person, and it was so impactful. We saw such a huge increase in the children's report cards from the beginning of the year towards the end, particularly in reading. We recognized right away that reading was the area that they were most behind in elementary school age group, and so we put a lot of emphasis into that. And then in the summer, we offer a 5-week, it's once a week, summer youth program. I would love to see those programs expanded. The youth are our future, and what mm-hmm. we pour into them, they will pour back into the world. And so to see that, obviously everyone has experienced the grocery store sticker price lately.
Yeah.
And we certainly have here. Our numbers are growing every single month of who is coming to us for help. We don't turn anyone away. We provide for everyone. So if you are interested in doing a food donation drive right now, that would be amazing, just to help us offset some of the costs. Mm-hmm. Even if you wanted to just stop by and drop off a few items, that would be amazing as well. Currently, that is our immediate need, mm-hmm. is food. It is so desperate out there right now. I mean, my own grocery bill is outrageous. So
I know. You ain't kidding, Kristen. I went to the grocery store, and you know what? There's only 3 of us in my family, and I was like, seriously? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I'm buying nothing, and it's like, it's so expensive. Inflation is getting crazy. We can go into a whole nother topic about politics, but we're not going to do that. I'm not.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. No, but really, honestly, this is the state of our country, gas, inflation, and all this affects the middle class, but then we think of people who are already struggling. They're living paycheck by paycheck, and they can't afford to put food on their table, and that's where you come in. Your food pantry is so imperative for so many people.
Yes. Our clients generally are 200% below the poverty line.
Wow.
So our food pantry, while it is not going to provide them food for a month, it will certainly supplement it. And again, as I said earlier, we try to do everything with dignity and hope. So what we launched this year was a new initiative where every month we provide a recipe for our clients, and inside the box of food are all the items they need for that recipe. And so what I didn't realize, I guess, before I came to UC Family Services, is that items that we have every day on our shopping shelves in America aren't necessarily a worldwide.
Oh, good point. Yes, I remember you telling about that. Threw you for a loop, right?
It did. I just could not believe it. So what we've done is peanut butter is sort of a cheap, high protein, or cheaper, I guess, high protein product. And so we wanted to provide that to our clients, but they might not know how to use it.
Yeah.
So we don't want to be wasteful. So we are providing recipes for them to follow so that they can expand their palate a little bit and realize that, hey, these items, I've never seen them before, but they are delicious, and here are a few ways that I could make them.
Yeah. You know, we do have a so we have meat pies and cheese pies, but we also have a pie with peanut butter in it. They do make that. That is a Chaldean. I think it's in the Mama Sima cookbook, actually. And Mama Sima is a cookbook that the Chaldean American Ladies of Charity published a few years ago that is available through your website. I know we have it on the AveMariaRadio.net website because we've interviewed you before. And another version of peanut butter for the Chaldean community, for the Middle Eastern, is tahini, which is tahin that that you're used to in hummus, that people, you know, would be familiar with in hummus, you know, and tahini paste. So that's another economical way to get some protein too, Kristen. So yeah, I thought it was funny when you mentioned that to me a while ago, and you're like, I didn't know that peanut butter wasn't standard. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are not known in the Chaldean community until you come to America, which is funny. But they figured out how to use peanut butter by making those peanut butter pies. So, and they're actually really good. They've got like a sweet, savory kind of taste to them. So we're talking with Kristen Almeida here from the Chaldean American Ladies of Charity, United Community Family Services, Chaldean American Ladies of Charity. We started out this interview talking about women in enterprise and employment. They were awarded a grant from the United Way to help immigrant women with careers. And they're doing a series of workshops. I had the honor and pleasure of facilitating the one as a communication strategist and coach. I facilitated the one on choosing a career because I do career coaching, putting your goals into action and social connections. But they have so many more about building a resume, key tips for successful job interview, financial employment, educational advancement and financial aid, dress for success, home and management, work to wellness, managing job stress, business development, and mentoring with your mentor. And you know what's interesting about this, Kristen, is this is not only – this is a value to any woman. And we
absolutely.
Just – right? We face these challenges even being born and raised in America. And so it's that much more of a challenge for immigrant women who really – like, I needed help dressing for success, and I needed help with – job interviews when I was first starting out. But when you add being an immigrant where English is not your first language, that is even more of a challenge for these women.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of our clients, English is not their first language. They have learned and they've never maybe gone for a formal interview, and all jobs now require an interview. So even beginner jobs. One thing I didn't mention that this grant also covers is at the end of the program, we will be offering to the participants to either take a sewing class that is a very popular enterprise for women who have small children at home. They can do it right out of their home. And so we're offering a sewing class. And for women who can work outside their home, we're offering a CNA, a certified nursing assistant class. Them
oh.
that they can take, and it will be free of charge to them so that they can learn a tool that is really in need right now. I'm in addition to groceries being outrageous, you know, the state of the healthcare, there are not enough workers. And so this would be a great entry level job for women to enter into. And so we will be offering that as well.
And so is the sewing class teaching the women how to become a seamstress and start a business out of their home or something?
Yes, it would teach them to become a seamstress, and our workshops would be how to start your business. Yeah.
That's awesome. Teaching women how to start a business, business development is so essential. What a wonderful grant opportunity for these women. Kristen, thank you so much for sharing this with us. We're talking with Kristen Almeida, again, from United Community Family Services, Chaldean American Ladies of Charity. She offered, if you want a tour of their wonderful facilities, you could see the work that they're doing, their food pantry, how you can get involved and collaborate with them. We're big on connecting, communicating, and collaborating with the community and others in the community. Kristen, give out your information again, so if people want to go to the fundraiser, sponsor an event, help you with the food pantry, just take a tour, work with you in some way, how do they reach you? Give out all that information again.
Absolutely. They can go to our website, ucfamilieservices.org. They can send an email, info@ucfamilieservices.org, or they can call me directly at 248-251-1160.
Kristen, we have about a minute left with you here. What else do you want to share with our listeners before we let you go?
I would just like to share a little bit of gratitude towards all your listeners. Again, I know I've said it 1,000 times, but without partners in the community, individuals, corporations, foundations coming alongside UC Family Services, we would not be able to provide the good work that we are able to provide. It is because of you, and so I am so grateful to each and every one of you. Again, I would love to give a tour to show you the good work that we are doing here at UC Family Services, and I would love to have you become a part of our family through volunteering, through hosting a drive, whatever it is, whatever your talent is, I'm sure we can find a spot for you.
Kristen Almeida, thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you, Vanessa. I appreciate it so much.
Always my pleasure to talk with you. And I'm a big proponent, listeners, that we all should, you know, reach out, connect, communicate, and collaborate with our community. That's the whole theme of the show here. This is what we talk about all the time. And, it's about giving back. It's about connecting with other people, about collaborating for the greater good, you know, for the greater glory. And we have to all do our part and give back in some way. Some people are very wealthy and they can give back monetarily, and that's wonderful. You know, I'm not one of those people, so I usually donate my time when I can, and my services and my own God-given talents that I've been given. And, you know, as you all know, I have a communications background. I'm a content writer. I'm a communication strategist. I'm a coach. So sometimes I do work pro bono for people and nonprofits. So think about ways that you could give back.
If you have any questions or comments or topics you want us to get to, you can reach me, Vanessa Denha-Garmo, at Vanessa@EpiphanyCCC.com. Vanessa@EpiphanyCCC.com. You can go to my website, Epiphany Communications and Coaching, and you can find me on all my social media platforms and private message me there. Epiphany Communications and Coaching and Vanessa Denha-Garmo. As always, we remind you to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.